after an intense night of U.S. bombardment, American and Afghan troops moved into position for what's seen as a final assault on the al-Qaeda and Taliban stronghold in the mountains of eastern Afghanistan. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld called it a mopping-up operation to be completed by the end of the week. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Gardez, Afghanistan, not far from the battle zone. Hundreds of Americans have been withdrawn from the area in recent days. Are Afghan troops now spearheading the attack?
Well, Bob, the U.S. said that it had completed one phase of this Operation Anaconda when they pulled out 600 troops over the past 2 days. But there still are more than 500 American soldiers still up in the battleground in the Shaiko Mountains southeast of here. However, about 1,000 Afghan soldiers with the Defense Ministry, formerly of the Northern Alliance, were called into this area over the weekend, and they are positioning themselves, preparing for some kind of assault that was supposed to come last night, according to some commanders, has yet to come. Medicine is being sent up, as well as other supplies and ammunition, for some kind of mop-up operation. Probably the next phase of this operation will rely much more heavily on Afghan troops.
The U.S. air support continues.
Locals and Afghan soldiers here say that last night was the most intense night of bombing they've seen in some time, that there were flashes and explosions continuing throughout the night. That came to a stop around dawn this morning, and there's been very little activity overhead. I did see a Chinook cargo helicopter escorted by two smaller attack helicopters flying in the direction of the battlefield. And at one point, one of the smaller helicopters started emitting white smoke. A cameraman for Arab television said he believed that the helicopter was fired upon. The American Army spokesmen are not confirming or denying that report at this time.
Are American commanders saying anything about the fighting?
Well, they say there's still resistance, that the fighting is ongoing, but they say that for about 5 days now, there has been no sustained return fire, and it has not been aimed well. So they have not been seeing that tenacious return fire that we've seen in the first days of this operation. The operation, again, is ongoing. Afghan commanders are saying that an attack will come soon to wipe out what they predict are perhaps some 200 al-Qaeda fighters still holed up in the mountains here.
How can they be sure this is the last battle in the campaign in Afghanistan? They thought that once before.
Yes, Bob. In Tora Bora back in December, there was a collection of caves there where al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters were holed up. And that was billed as perhaps the last battle in Afghanistan. But here we see several months later that al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters, they regrouped and gathered in another place and held a standoff against American and allied Afghan forces. So they have had a pattern of standing up and then kind of disappearing into the mountains and into the surrounding villages. This time the Pentagon is saying it could be the last big battle, but there is no confirmation of that, and we've seen that al-Qaeda are very good at disappearing, perhaps across the border into Pakistan or among the locals, and then regrouping in another mountain base.
It's been the most brutal and most costly in terms of U.S. lives.
It has, though the Americans are saying over the past 24 hours there have not been any coalition casualties. But this battle has seen the largest commitment of American troops on the ground yet, and it has seen the most American casualties in a single day yet. So we've seen a very different engagement between American forces and the al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters that we have not seen since this war began after September 11th.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Gardez, Afghanistan.